Good morning. Life has many kinds of stresses and strains. One of them is best described in a good Scottish word, shoogling. We usually talk about being shoogled in a train when we're shaken by the movement of the carriage. But we can also be shoogled in other ways too. We can toss and turn in our sleep because of bad dreams or sleeplessness induced by worries. There's no hiding place sometimes from possible shoogling. We're not even safe from it in bed asleep. I was shoogled like that, so I got up to go to the bathroom in the dark, not to disturb or shoogle my wife. I staggered there and back, but unfortunately I shoogled the dog, who protested by whining and pining. He in turn shoogled my wife out of her sleep. Some folk are better than others at getting back to sleep, but when we have a backlog of worries to chew over, it can be difficult. Failing to get back to sleep, I applied myself to the equally difficult skill of getting up. Both the humming and the haying whether to rise and summoning the will to do it shoogled me. When you get out of bed on the wrong side, it can often lead to a whole day of varied forms of shoogling. Tasks get screwed up, relationships strained, deadlines missed, and these in turn can lead to tiredness, weariness, migraine, depression, and so on. So is there a cure, an antidote, a life-saving strategy? Is there any hope for we shoogled people? Yes, of course there is. The clue is in the other meaning of the word shoogled. When else have you been shoogled? Well, babies get shoogled in their cribs or cots, or in their parents' arms. Once when I was a baby, my mum went out leaving my dad to rock me to sleep in my cot. When she came back, she found me wide awake, looking at my tired dad, who had shoogled me until he had fallen asleep. Jesus can do better than that. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. He watches over us so that we may sleep and live peacefully. And while he watches over us sleeping, he himself never slumbers or sleeps, as Psalm 121 says.